Chapter 13, Examples. Here are three examples of insight scenarios. We've also provided a before and after sample so that you will see the differences between an insight scenario that flops and one that pops. Example 1. Improve customer churn. Gabriella, the manager of customer experience at Verizon, was looking for a faster way to implement Verizon's market research findings to improve the customer experience. Although the quality of Verizon's market research was good, it took too long to be deployed because there was an 8-week delay to know, for instance, what Verizon's current customer service ratings were. In the fast-paced mobile technology sector, a customer could be long gone before the market research department's well-intended but stale business process changes took effect. The CEO always said that the customer service ratings of Verizon's call agents were an early indicator of revenue trends. Thus, unless market research could operate with current data, its initiatives to reverse the company's declining market share would be wasted. That's why the CEO told Gabriella she had until the end of the quarter to find a solution. The obvious choice was for Gabriella to just pick a cross-channel customer experience system company that offered real-time data from one of their existing channel providers. Although having real-time data was great, what Gabriella really needed, and what the three providers could not offer, was the ability to immediately funnel the real-time data back to the front line's call center agents. The agents needed more than standardized data. They needed individualized data that applied immediately to their jobs. Gabriella knew the call agents would not look through a 300-page real-time data report. They would only read one page as long as it applied to them and what they could do to improve. Fortunately, Gabriella was referred to CEM Corp by the end of quarter deadline. By implementing CEM Corp's capabilities, Verizon was able to increase the overall customer experience scores by 6% in the first 30 days. The CEO was right. Improving customer experience helped reverse the firm's declining market share. But that's Gabriella's story. What's your story? Example 2. Age Plus. John Allen, director of water and environment for a well-known city, was looking to reduce operating costs. The problem was that his actuals were much higher than the estimated budget, and he could not understand why. Although there were an abnormal number of service request calls, without a way to see a trend, John needed to investigate why. The answer came from his crew supervisor, who reported that most of these complaints were coming from a new subdivision. John thought that was very odd since the pipes were almost new. An on-site investigation revealed that the cause of the problem was the PVC piping. Under normal circumstances, PVC was fine. However, in this subdivision, the acidic soil in the area had prematurely corroded the PVC pipe. So by using PVC pipe instead of cast iron, the expected life of the pipe was reduced from 60 to 6 years. This unforeseeable problem had increased their costs by over 10 times. Because there may be other areas in the city with the same issues, John decided to put together a team to investigate how they can pinpoint other problem areas. The team discovered Geospatial Corp. Geospatial Corp highlighted that only tracking the age of the pipe was limiting the team's ability to maximize the life of their assets. By aggregating all of the data from CAD mapping, Oracle WAM, soil type, Geospatial Corp was able to check whether there were other areas with acidic soil where PVC pipes should be replaced with cast iron. The team discovered two other areas and displayed them on a map using hotspot analysis. This discovery resulted in millions of dollars in savings and fewer service request calls. Aside from overlaying acidic soil, John's team is also able to see how traffic, weather, and many other variables may impact the expected age of the pipes. But that's John's story. What's yours? Example 3. Truly profitable orders. Maxine, the supply chain director of Asahi Glass, wanted a way to know what orders were truly profitable. Up until now, the salespeople had been using a static snapshot of profitability. Maxine, however, was disappointed to see profitable deals later become money losers, because the salespeople would place orders with no insight into how they impacted current capacity, nor if their rush order would negatively impact other orders. Maxine needed to find a way to have a more dynamic view of profitability, something that was simple for the salespeople to use. What she envisioned was something as simple as booking a flight online, with a number of scheduling options according to price for the customer and true profitability for Maxine's company. Maxine finally had enough when a salesperson's profitable Toyota order quickly turned into a substantial money loser because her company was forced to fly parts into the plant to avoid delayed order penalties. Fortunately, the Toyota order inspired Maxine to look for a solution, and she found more than what she was looking for with Advanced Schedule Corp. We provided Maxine with the ability to see each potential order's impact on capacity and then how it affected other orders. But the sales team was over the moon that they could now do sales campaigns by pooling their orders along with price incentives. so that they could not just generate more sales, but more important, maintain profitability. But that's Maxine's story. What's yours? Flops versus pops. By recognizing the difference between an insight scenario that pops versus one that flops, you can see for yourself how your own insight scenarios can be changed so that they inspire prospective customers to buy, instead of providing them with no reason to change. The mistakes made in the story that flops are common. Because the effects of not having the seller's capabilities are abstract, the story fails to make the buyer want to change, because the risks do not feel real. As Anthony Wallace, director of Asia-Pacific and Japan CA Technology, said, "As story one, flops, is all about the facts, it is not personal. You do not gain a sense of the contrast between the pain and the gain. Story two, pops, is personal. It's told through the lens of Rob and the challenge he was facing. The anecdote about the toll bridge is concrete. Conjuring up the image of potholes in the road and placing 20,000 pins on a map is concrete. This form of rational drowning can trigger emotion, as does the quantified gains. One click, 25% reduction in 18 months. So look at the story that pops and the story that flops and see which story one of your salespeople could repeat back to you after hearing it only once. If these insight scenarios are easy for your salespeople to deliver, then they will be easy for your customers to remember long after the details of your presentation have been forgotten. 1. Example of an insight scenario that flops. Rob Jones, deputy manager of operations for the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania, was looking at innovative ways to increase productivity and create efficiencies in all their business processes. To do this, he wanted to coordinate work with his engineering land development department to optimize resources and improve his operational budget by reducing service requests. Using technology and workflows available to the city, temp staff was hired to review work orders and service requests and place pins on a map to illustrate where problems occurred. This was a lengthy and resource-intensive process that delayed capital improvement planning, CIP, for engineering. With the growth of the city and increased demands placed on limited city resources, something had to change. Using a geocentric approach to managing and maintaining all infrastructure assets, city operations decided to implement GISWorks. Capital Engineering was also experiencing problematic workflows due to the fast-paced growth and change within the city. Once implemented and the history began to compile within GISWorks, Capital Engineering was able to leverage historical maintenance data/history from the system to help make better decisions with regards to long-term, sustainable capital planning. They did this by using Geospatial Corp's GIS to overlay all WO and SR from GISWorks with the CIP for more accurate and realistic analysis. Rob Jones stated that while workflow issues between operations and capital planning groups are not uncommon in local government organizations, in Surrey, these two often disparate thinking groups were brought together through the use of this software. Both groups now have a far better understanding and appreciation of how their decisions impact the entire system at a high level. 2. Example of a story that pops. Rob Jones, deputy manager of operations for the city of Allentown, was looking to reduce the number of service requests by 25%. The problem was that he had the same level of staff that he had 15 years ago, but the infrastructure that they managed had doubled. As a result, they were now only able to handle 75% of the service requests. Because the engineering land development and the capital engineering departments were already very efficient, Rob felt that they would need new tools if they were going to further reduce the service requests. This became apparent to Rob when a new toll was put on the city bridge. Instead of paying the toll, the truckers diverted through the city streets. Because the city streets were not designed to handle the increased traffic and weight of the trucks, there was a surge in pothole service requests. Although Capital Engineering could not possibly have planned for this, Rob felt that if they had a new tool that would have allowed them to overlay their service requests onto a map, then they could have been alerted early to the trucker's new route. With this new information, Capital Engineering could have altered their capital plan to reinforce the road before it was damaged and before the surge in pothole service requests. Rob could have hired temporary staff to place pins on a map to illustrate where the service requests were occurring. However, transferring 20,000 service requests onto a map with pins would have taken months, and even worse, the data could have been up to 12 months old. Because of these delays, the changes to the capital plan would have occurred after the road was already damaged, and after the surge in pothole service requests. So Rob concluded that with the ability of GISWorks to overlay service requests onto the capital plan with the click of a button, they could not only optimize their plans for roads, but also for water mains and sewers. Within 18 months of using GISWorks, Rob's team was able to reduce the number of service requests by 25%. But that's Rob's story. What's yours?